T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Hour number 2, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. So, if Williams had said, you know, I got a little flu thing going
here. I had a stomach
here.
Thing going.
Flu-like symptoms.
Flu-like symptoms
like
from Marcus Smart
did.
Yeah, I would have been better off.
We'd have all said, oh, drink plenty of fluids. Hope you're feeling better soon.
No, I missed my alarm. I slept through. I missed my plane.
Lost my wallet.
Lost my wallet twice. Hurt my knee. Chronic leg issues.
The media relations department for the Celtics has had a bad month.
Why didn't we think of flu? Like, why didn't we think of that? Because no one even bats an eye for Marcus Smart. Unless you think it's something else. You have a Keefspiracy as to what it
no.
is? No. Okay.
I don't.
Maybe it's something.
Not with him.
No, probably not. He just signed. He just got $52 million. He's going to be feeling pretty good.
Maybe that's the problem.
Although he's not feeling pretty
maybe
good.
Turns feeling, out he's very sick. Maybe feeling really good, if you know what
Too
I'm saying.
Too good. I do know what you're saying.
Could have punched something again?
He could have. He's been known to let his temper get the best of him before.
Because he thought he was going to get more than 52.
He
so
did.
He could have been.
He should be pretty happy with 52. 52
guessing,
seems like a
I'm
like
guessing
a sweet
even if
spot.
You thought you were going to get like 60 or 70.
Take the 52.
It's kind of hard to look at 52 million and go, damn it.
He also could have played for 6 this year. So playing for, you know, 13 is a little different, yeah.
He's probably okay with it.
I think he should be. This is the right amount of money for Marcus Smart.
So a year ago, Danny blows the team up, ships out 11 of the 15 guys on the roster
right.
during the course of the offseason. This year, bring the band back.
Bring them all back. And I was a little worried that they might not with some of the different trade rumors and some of the other things that were going on. Aaron Baines was an unrestricted free agent. He came back immediately. He's like, yeah, I want to play here. Marcus Smart, you thought maybe he would go somewhere else. Nope, they're bringing him back. Kyrie Irving on the one-year deal. All kinds of different rumors flying around about him, but he's back. It's the whole team. And now you got Gordon Hayward, who really wasn't a part of last year's team, so you got him back. He's sort of your addition. But they shouldn't have to do anything because they were the best team. They just had so many injuries. And then the next best team lost their best players. They suck now. So this is the right move for the Celtics. I'm glad that they're bringing everybody back.
I'm happy about it. I mean, I still think they're the best team in the East.
Yeah.
Despite, we assume Kawhi is going to show up to Toronto.
I don't assume that.
I don't. Supposedly, the Raptors and his representatives have been having conversations. I saw the word positive.
I wouldn't conversations. I wouldn't trust this guy to return a text message, let alone show up to play for the Raptors this year. He doesn't want to go to Toronto. Last year, I still am just so blown away by everything that happened last season. And they were like, well, we haven't heard from Kawhi Leonard. Well, why not? We can't. Was it, you got a gag order? He can't say anything? He can't tell you how he feels? He can't commit and say, hey, I'm going to play with the Raptors this year? He can't even do that?
Could Canadian Customs keep his uncle out of the country?
The Raptors are probably hoping so.
Working on that part of the deal
That's
here?
That's a whole shady thing, too. Or is he just hurt? And if he is just hurt, like, he's such a mess. And for 1 year, I think Toronto, they're just...
Now, wait a minute.
What? Kawhi?
You were perfectly willing. You'd have taken Boogie for a year, and he's a bit of a mess, too,
by
the way. But
he plays. He at least plays. He was out because he got hurt.
No, I understand, but he's a bit of a mess.
He is more of a head case, but he plays. No, actually, I take it back. Kawhi Leonard's more of a head case. We don't know what the hell is going on with Kawhi Leonard. And he was on a good. He was in a good organization. DeMarcus Cousins played for the Kings for years. But he played, and he put up great numbers. Then he was with the Pelicans and was good for them. And then he got hurt. He was averaging like 25, 13, and 5 with the Pelicans. Then he gets hurt. And now he signs with the Warriors. So clearly winning is important to DeMarcus Cousins.
So Chris Broussard went on the Undisputed and talked about this very topic.
The collective bargaining agreement. Article 11, Section 3 says if a player in the final year of his deal, which will be next year for Kawhi, withholds his services for more than 30 days after the start of the season... Mm-hmm. Then he can't sign with another team until his current team releases him. So basically, his free agency in 2019 would be in jeopardy.
Right.
I think he plays. I think they play their great team. I think they go to the Eastern Conference Finals and lose. So I'm going to put him ahead of Philadelphia. Wow. I think they lose in 7 to Boston.
Okay.
What are we doing Eastern Conference Finals predictions for? First of all, I don't understand what he's saying.
What he says makes sense. If Kawhi Leonard says, you know what, folks, I don't like Toronto. I don't want to play. I'm not going. Well, he's not a free agent at the end of the season.
Why?
Because he's withholding his services on the last year of his contract. His contract was legally traded. The commissioner approved the deal. He can't now sit out and then say, look, I'm just going to sit out the year, and then I'm going to take a walk at the end of the season.
So at the end of the season, he has to be released? Like, I don't understand that.
If he withholds his services, right. No, if he plays end of the season, he's a free agent.
He's just a free agent.
Can go to L.A., which is what we think he wants to do.
Now,
that actually makes sense to me.
Let me ask you this, though. So say he shows up, because it says 30 days what from the start of the season? Is that what he said? If he withholds time? Whatever it was. What if he does a similar thing to last year? Where he shows up, he plays, and then he's like, yeah, now I'm kind of done. Like, so then that way, maybe he kind of avoids that. And then I wouldn't rule that out. And if he's saying, well, I'm going to make sure I'm healthy and good to go for the Lakers, because he was medically cleared to play in March and then didn't even play in the playoffs.
If a player in the final year of his deal, which would be next year for Kawhi, withholds his services for more than 30 days after the start of the season.
Okay, so
then
30 days.
He can't sign with another team
so he
until
can't do.
His current team releases him.
He can't do to the Raptors what he did to the Spurs, or he will not be a free agent at the end of the season.
But what if he plays the first month and then leaves with a wink-wink quad injury again?
Well,
can he do that?
And that's where if the doctors say, no, look, we've examined him. He's fine. As they did in San Antonio. No, he's cleared. He's good to go.
But then at some point, they're going to have to release him, right? Like I don't want to get into all the minutiae of the salary cap, but at some point, if he's not going to play for them, they can't have his money on the salary cap either. So eventually, they will release him. I don't know.
Or you just trade him to the Lakers, which is the other
option.
Right.
And maybe you just do a sign and trade and you do something.
But now think you have Lonzo Ball.
But think about it. This is a guy that walked away from the Supermax deal. So this isn't a money situation. Most guys that are holding out or are unhappy, most of the time, it's about money. And you can understand that. He is walking away from the Supermax that nobody else can offer him. The Spurs could have given him like a David Price-like contract, like $200-something million. He can't get that with the Raptors. He can't even get that with the Lakers. So the fact that he's willing to walk away from that, I think he's very unpredictable. And I think the Raptors, I know they wanted to blow things up, but they always lost to LeBron, and LeBron is gone. So I would have tried to do it one more time. And if anything, get rid of Kyle Lowry, who's a lot older than DeMar DeRozan. And now they're going to have salary cap space in a couple of years. Who are you going to get? Who's going to go to Toronto? DeMar DeRozan's a really good player. I know he's not great in the playoffs every year.
And the one guy who wanted to stay.
And he loves it there, like on top of it. So I still think it's a dumb move for them. I don't have them better than Philly. And I don't think it's a 7-game series, Chris Broussard, for the Celtics.
All right, let's get back to the call. 617-779-7937. Jake's on the cell phone. Hey, Jake.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Jake.
What's up?
Real quick, I don't know. Love the show. Respect the hell out of what y'all do. Dale, huge wrestling fan. Love what you've done over the years.
Thank you, Jake.
For the wrestling industry, Dale.
Is your middle and last name The Snake?
Okay.
It might as well be, huh?
Yeah. There you go.
Plenty more to life than sports, guys.
Good point.
Yes.
I still love using a phrase I heard a couple years ago. Your quick wit's great. Oh, let's see. How can I word this? When someone's doing great and about to win, but then they get towards the end and they fail, it's called... No?
You tell me.
This is your phrase, Keith.
Leakage in the ninth.
Oh, man. Leakage in the ninth. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
I love still using that.
Yes, good.
Okay, fair enough.
I appreciate
my call.
Yeah, what do you got?
I just got the notification about an hour ago.
Yes.
The black granite sarcophagus has been opened.
No, has it really?
And we're still here?
What are we doing? So we survived it.
Yeah, okay, good news, bad news, however you want to look at it. It was just three skeletons. They think it was Roman army generals, only from like 2,000 years ago, so nothing too special.
Just three skeletons, huh?
Three skeletons.
That's kind of a letdown.
Bad news for the guys.
Three skeletons. Do you think they were buried in there alive, Jake?
No, because there's an arrow wound on one of them, so they think they were killed in battle and buried in the sarcophagus. But
brutal. I was hoping for aliens, I'll be honest.
I agree. Something for the same.
Thanks for the update there on that, Jake. That sarcophagus we talked about yesterday was 15 ton. Is it tons or ton? What's the plural of ton?
I think it's tons.
Tons. And then so they said they were going to open it up, and a lot of people were saying they shouldn't open it up.
Oh, this is nice. Huge. Archaeologists opened the gigantic 15-ton sarcophagus.
Sure.
The day parts got moved.
And the day...
Dun-dun-dun.
So it says, archaeologists opened granite tomb but are dismayed at the state of decay after sewage leak.
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
And I'm looking at a picture, and there's a lot of stuff in this sarcophagus that does not look tasty and yummy, if you know what I mean. It's like filled with this brown, brackish water.
Ugh.
It's the old Pharaoh's septic tank, maybe, they found.
Could be.
They could have found the septic tank.
Well, that's a real letdown. So they just stuffed three bodies in there, too? That doesn't seem very nice.
Well, they had this great big box. Sure, I mean, there was lots of room.
One person per sarcophagus? Hopefully they were at least friends, those three. Or do you think they were enemies?
No. I mean, you don't bury enemies together, do you? They've got
I don't know. You want to prove a point.
They're now going to analyze the three mummies to identify their ages and causes of death. I mean, it is kind of gross, to be honest with you. Yeah, looking at the picture here.
Yeah, I don't love that.
It's like, how did you have this gigantic black marble sarcophagus, and it leaked like a sieve?
Yeah, it wasn't built well. It all goes back to the construction. Yeah, it was not great. They were just so excited about, you know, how many tons it was that they didn't really seal it up well enough. It's too bad.
So in the picture, they're showing workers removing water from around the three decomposed mummies. Ugh.
Oh, that's gross.
How would you like to have that job description?
I don't know if it's water either.
Well,
my guess.
It's water mixed with some other
stuff.
Okay.
All right. Pus. Mostly pus.
You're giving me a hard time.
Yeah, that's my guess.
You went there?
Oh, yes, Dale. Let's just connect the dots.
Oh,
it's disgusting.
God. John's on the cell phone. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Doing
What's
great.
Up, John?
Good. I wanted to first off thank you for, and Dale, I know Vacation Land up there in Maine, it's a beautiful place. I was able to drive all around, but I didn't really know anybody when I moved up there for work, and boy, did I get bored, but you guys really got me through that.
Nice.
I was actually the guy that called in and said Justin Jackson would be the next Paul George, which hasn't really come to fruition yet.
That's all right. There's still time.
I might want to walk that one
There's
back.
There's still time.
Yeah, we got our time. But I wanted to say, first and foremost, you know, it's, you know, this is a tough move. It's like going from the cleanup spot down to the six hole. You know, but it's all good. You guys will still have your time to shine.
We're still in the batting
That's right.
Order.
We're still in the game. That's a good point.
You know, exactly. You know, and you guys are awesome. And another random comment. I'm actually going out to Boston tonight. Keith, I don't know if you're a COD guy, but I just won a sweepstake to go out and play the new Call of Duty 4 Black Ops with Gordon Hayward.
See, I thought you were talking about Fish.
Oh, you're going to play with Gordon Hayward? No kidding.
Yeah.
He's a big gamer, this guy. Yes.
Just put up on Instagram. I wasn't sure if he was going to be there. The lady I talked to, I was one of 20 grand prize winners, and she was like, he's supposed to be there. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, fingers crossed. It'll be a stand-in.
Thoughts and prayers.
It'll be somebody else. It'll be a stand-in
exactly,
for him.
Exactly, but he put up on Instagram that he's hopping on a PJ right now to come back for the event. So
there
I'm
you
all
go.
Souped up.
Very cool.
And I'll be sure to ask him, you know, what he thinks about Marcus Smart and Hawaii and all that. You know, I'll report back.
All right, John.
Yeah,
enjoy your time there.
Expecting a report back. Just
well,
you
Call
know
of Duty
do
action.
Favor,
yeah.
Do me a favor. See if you can get him to move laterally.
Well, don't worry about that.
just want to make sure he's okay.
Have him pick up the sticks, see how he is, what kind of player
just
he is.
See if he's got a little, you know, sidestep going.
I'm not worried about that. I like Gordon Hayward, though. Everybody else is playing Fortnite. He's over here playing Call of Duty and having sweepstakes for it. Good for him.
Keith, you're a big fan of the callback joke.
I love callbacks.
The caller a couple calls ago mentioned one of his favorite Keith soundbite things.
Yes.
I have the original sound from that. Maybe we can recreate this.
The leakage in the ninth?
Well, we had one great job by Aceves in the eighth, and then leakage in the ninth. Andrew Miller was...
That would be hard to recreate.
You reacted to it live when you used that. I think I assumed
it would be a hard. It would be a hard time. Well, it was the whole thing with the race walker from the guy in the Olympics. It was a whole issue. Is the whole problem.
Well, we had great job by Aceves in the eighth and then leakage in the ninth.
Yep.
And he wasn't talking about the sarcophagus.
No, he was not. No, he wasn't.
I'm forced to listen to that boob, Glenn, in the morning. Oh, he makes me crazy.
Choked on my water. Gotta give me a little warning before you replay that, Andy. I was getting a drink again.
That was the best. Absolute best. Thank you, Maureen, for that. Thank you very much.
I hate to think what I don't dare leave the room because no, Lord knows what Maureen says about us when we're
that's true.
We're not around.
That's all right. You got to ignore it.
Tiger finished his round at the Open.
It's the British
Open.
No, it's
not.
It'll always be
the
British
Open
Championship. And he shot an even par 71. The leader is 5 under. So
not horrible then.
No, not horrible.
Are you smiling? Post match interview here.
Yep, looks great.
Post round interview. He's got a little smile going. Mm-hmm. I guess he's got that that KT tape on his neck. And Darren Revelle talked to the president of the company, and they were saying how just today. Sales picked up today because Tiger was wearing KT tape on his neck.
Ridiculous. Although I should probably get some.
I have some.
KT tape?
Yeah.
Does it help?
You know.
Yeah, see, no. If you start off like that, it's no.
Rich, even if it's psychological.
Oh, that's
if you
true.
Think it helps, it helps.
That's
right?
True. Like the entire TB12 method.
Hey.
Sorry.
You're in this
if it's in your
doughy
head,
Tom Brady camp, are you?
Andy Hart was yesterday.
I
can't call anybody else doughy. That's the direction my life's going in. But I think that, I think mental's a big part of it. And if you believe it, then good. If it works for you, fine.
All good then.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the calls. Ryan from Parts Unknown. Oh, gee, I wonder where I've heard this
before. Who is this guy? Oh, hey, Ryan. How are you?
Oh, hello, Richard. It's Ryan Davey from Hashtag Dork. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. How are you?
First I want to tell you guys that I think you're doing a wonderful job with your little show. I think it's a wonderful thing.
Little show.
He's a little condescending, yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Look, I've been listening since the start of the show, and I appreciate what everybody's saying, but I think we're skirting one of the most important issues with the time change here.
What's that?
And that is, well, I don't know. You guys are big social media guys. I don't know if you've been checking Twitter during the show, but there are literally 4 people who need to know how this time change affects me.
Oh, yes. Well, can you record Dork Podcast at 2 o'clock now instead of 6 o'clock?
No. Can you record it at 7 in the morning?
Yeah, it's going to have to be either early or like right after you eat your lunch. That's basically when I'm available now.
I'm Oscar, baby. I'll get up when you need me to get up.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Good.
And Keith's not going to be
here at
7.
I'm not going to be up at 7.
It's not going
to
happen.
We're going to have to figure this thing out, I know, because people need to know the answer to this.
I know. And before I go, is there anything you guys need from me? Like, are we good or...
I think we're okay. I know you've been kind of angling to be the third man, but you got to stop asking me. You got to sort of maybe go above me. You got to go to somebody else.
Do you want to break the news to him?
He still thinks he's going to be the third person.
We're not going to probably do a third guy.
I don't. That would kill him. That would absolutely crush him.
I mean, I'll tell Andy if you'll tell him. <'Cause>
Fine. You break the news to Hart. Hart's upset about it. I'll talk to Davey.
I'm kind of anxious to tell Andy Hart, after he wished me dead.
He's not going to like that news at all. He's not going to like it. But David Dork will live on, so don't you worry about it. We just got to figure that out.
No one's going to fall in popularity more than me, though.
Whoa, what do you mean?
I get texts from all these co-hosts.
They love you, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jason.
Has a few of them been texting you today?
Only one.
Oh, okay.
Do you need a sixer of anything,
Well, some of
Jason?
Them probably already knew, right? And some of them were probably like, okay,
some
great.
Probably had the idea. I've noticed but when this all started and we started rotating people, it was always like, hey, when do you need me? What's going on? Hey, what's going on with the third? If you talk to Joe about me, have you done this?
You remember when Andy Hart came back from the combine and he said, "Oh, we already know who the third guy is. It's an inside job or whatever." And we're like, "Who is it?" Yeah, but he said it was a third person.
Yeah, he thought he lied.
He was wrong. Yeah, he was wrong. His source.
Yeah, I like wrong more than lied.
He didn't lie. He revealed wrong.
He revealed who he thought the third was going to be.
He did. Did he do it on the air?
Yeah, he did it one time.
Did we not listen to him?
I must have missed it.
If you were to guess who he thought, or he heard, who do you think it was?
Oh, did he say Ninkovich?
He said Ninkovich.
Oh, okay.
He said he came back from the combine, and people there, he told me the story, I don't know if this was on the air.
They
he
were
said
all
people
abuzz.
There said, he's really trying to push to do radio, and then they heard that Boston had an afternoon opening.
So you got to, but some of the things you hear, you got to really take to heart. I mean, it was a week after Michael left, I heard they were going to flip-flop us and OMF, and that ended up being true.
Well, we were told by somebody who was co-hosting our show with
Correct.
Us at the time.
We heard that might happen. We're like, I'm like, oh, okay. News to me. But no, that ended up very much being
We
the
all
case.
Know who's going to take this the hardest.
Who do you think, Draper? Draper? No, not Draper?
And
who's going to take this the hardest?
Mark James.
Mark James is upset. Yeah, he is. Because he hates Glenn.
And now Glenn's an afternoon drive.
Who do you think hates Glenn more, Mark James or Maureen? I called in. Probably similar.
Maureen said worse things.
I was going to say, Maureen had a better burn in 5 seconds than Mark James did in 2 minutes.
And he had an hour to work it up, too.
That's true.
I mean, apparently, I wasn't here, but you told me
it took him
a lot of prep time.
It took him a little bit to get
that. And a quick programming note, yes. Mark James will be in for Glenn tomorrow.
Is that for real?
Yeah, OMF, none of them are in tomorrow.
Does Glenn know that Mark James is in for Glenn?
They have this big announcement, and they all just bail?
Why do you think it happened today?
They've got important show planning stuff to do.
That's true. They got to get ready to rock.
Here, I'm going
to
tip you off here, okay? The show's going to be the same as
same
it was.
Same show, yeah.
Middays. It's just going to move to 2 to 6.
I think it's going to be edgier.
Really?
Yeah, it's later in the day. Isn't that usually what happens?
I don't know.
I don't know either. They're not going to rebrand it at
My
all?
My guess is same Glenn old, convinced old? Management that they need a good couple of weeks to polish it up a little bit and work on some things, get some bits put together.
Oh, I got you. Bits.
They're all headed for the beach with Lou this afternoon.
Are they stealing one of our producers, or we even got the answer to that?
I haven't heard. Mm. Yeah,
that's next week's big
It's a announcement. Work in progress, this whole thing.
Tune into KNC next Thursday.
I will say that.
Yeah, when they're announcing, they'll have the news at 8:30 every day with a new update.
I will say this, and we haven't gone through the text a lot today.
Probably for the best.
There have been a lot of producer texts.
Oh, really?
What does this mean about Andy and Jason? Are the producers?
It's a great question.
That's
texter.
A lie. No one says my name. Andy.
Definitely. No. There was. I saw one that said Andy and Jason.
Thanks, Mom.
From I assumed Jason. It was
I'm also
from
learning
you.
Texting.
Yeah.
We don't know yet.
Nice.
Nice.
You think we're joking, but we'll probably find out.
I know that you're not joking. Oh, yeah, we definitely will. Whatever those guys decide, we'll be fine. That's fine. Am I wrong about that?
When I first came here, I was doing 10 to 2 with OMF, so that lifestyle I understood a little bit.
Andy has a long history with Glenn. You can bring the Weiner line back.
Some good, some bad.
You guys could, yes. Yeah,
some positive,
I just
some
said
not.
A long relationship. Okay. I just left it at that.
It's all right, then. Tony's in Bridgewater. Hey, Tony.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing all right.
I don't hate Glenn or anything, but this thing's going to bomb. Who's running that place over there? I got to tell you something, too. I was like on and off with you and Mikey when you did the midday show, but then when you got on 2 to 6, when you came back, you were unbelievable with Mikey. Then Keith come aboard. His hateful of gone. It brought me close to Keith.
Thank you, Tony.
I'll tell you something. I never thought the show has never been better. And for these morons to be going back in time, to me, it's absolutely insane. It's nothing against Glenn, but he's seen his days. Put him on instead of Minahan in the morning. Get him with Callahan. I think it'd be some good radio. But to bump you guys out, I can't believe, you're taking a high road, but you guys got to be pissed.
We are. We are, Tony.
I don't think
I am.
I don't think Keith took a high road.
It's like a higher road than it could have been. Okay. That's for sure. I mean, again.
No, we're not happy with it.
We're not happy, but we still have jobs.
But we also don't want to sound like idiots when, you know, we're working sports talk radio in a major market radio station. We're going to bitch about it.
Right.
We've bitched as much as we're going to bitch because guess what? They're not going to unring the bell here.
No, this is going to happen unless Glenn fails the physical.
If he fails, haven't been exchanged yet.
And that's that weird situation
and Commissioner
where
Minahan hasn't made the call.
Right. Has he officially signed off on this yet? Because if not, we got to wait and see. It's like when a guy gets traded and then you find out, something happened, there's a snag, now you're back on the team. And, hey, we always wanted you the whole time.
Manny Machado all of a sudden.
Could be like Manny Machado or something along those lines. I mean, the difference is I do think it has, it's sort of to Tony's point, a familiar feel, like an EEI move. But at least in this case, nobody's losing their jobs. So that's what's very different because whether it was Dale or whether it was Glenn, but even with Michael moving guys around and things like that, it feels like a move from years ago. That's how I look at it.
You know, it's almost like Coach Gase is one of the guys, one of the boys, and you want to fight hard for your boys. And back in New England is almost like, you had a principal and a principal's office.
Shots fired.
Yikes.
Danny Impressive. Amendola was on a podcast with Casey Smith, formerly of NBC Sports Boston. Went down as part of the Barstool crew.
Yeah, comeback season with Johnny Manziel.
And so you heard Danny Amendola there saying, head coach Adam Gase is one of the boys. Generally speaking, I find that doesn't work.
That usually does not work. Very few times that works.
I'm actually surprised, even if Amendola thinks it, I'm surprised he said it because he also knows it doesn't work.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he
But I think he meant it to be a compliment, but it really is not.
Yeah.
Like most coaches, it's not supposed to be that way.
So as Christian said earlier today, you know, you get released from here and you feel like you can say anything, go anywhere, do whatever you want. So Amendola on this podcast with Casey Smith was asked about how much truth there is to this Brady Belichick friction thing.
There's not really much truth to that, to tell you the truth. You know, there's always going to be some friction between you know, a coach and a player in a business, whether it be contractual, whether it be playing time or whatever. But some things are fair in this game, in this business. Some things aren't fair. There's a lot that goes into it in the business aspect of this game, with leverage. You know, you're a product to them, and you, and in turn, knowing as a player that you're a product to the organization, you have to do what's best for your family. You have to do what's best for your body and for your team. And there's certain lines that you cross. There's certain lines that you don't cross. And personally, I can't speak for Tom or Bill, but I know that regardless of business, you know, I have mixed feelings of how business is done there. I know for a fact that Coach Belichick is, you know, one of the best coaches of all time. And he has all of his players' respect. So I know Tom would say the same thing. Gronk would say the same thing, regardless of how they feel about their contracts, about their certain situation or whatever may be going down. You know, as friends, they're my friends. They'll always be my friends. I know that they you know, have a lot of respect. So, you know, that goes without saying.
What was the question? What was that?
Yeah, he sort of got off
Holy
on a
smokes.
Tangent there.
There's a lot in there.
He started talking about any truth to the Brady Belichick friction and said, no, there's not much.
Next thing you know, he's saying he and Gronk are good teammates or something. Like, what?
Well, then he got into the whole.
He sounds like a Patriot
still.
Doesn't
love the way they do business down there.
Doesn't he sound still like a Patriot? Like, he gives me maybe a little bit more than had he been on the team, but he kind of is talking in circles and he's saying, hey, there's always friction. He's like, no, there's no friction. But there's always friction. And he's like, whether it's playing time or contract, you're like, I don't think Brady's worried about his playing time. And if he's worried about his contract, you know, he's been here a very long time and it doesn't sound like a guy that's really upset about his contract. Then he's getting into the business part of it. There's a lot in there
really much truth to that, to tell you the truth. You know, there's always going to be some friction between.
Okay.
You know, a coach and a player in a business, whether it be contractual, whether it be playing time or whatever. But some things are fair in this game.
I don't think he's really saying much.
Some things aren't fair.
I don't think he's saying much.
He's sort of going in circles.
Because he's saying there's no friction, it's overblown basically is what he's saying, but there's always friction. And then two of the examples he brings up wouldn't really be reasons for Brady and Belichick to be upset with each other.
So I'm sure you would think of this too. If you were talking to a member of last year's Patriots team,
mm-hmm.
who's now somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
and you feel maybe a little more free to speak his mind, to say what he really thinks, what's the most logical question you'd want to go to?
Malcolm Butler.
Isn't that exactly where you'd want to go?
I don't know the answer to that to this date. So, you know, I know we had 50-some-odd guys, 40-some-odd guys dressed up for the game. I know all of them didn't play. And for whatever reason, he felt, you know, he's the coach. I can't make that decision. I can only do my job and focus on my job. But in hindsight, you know, it's like, really, what agenda are we on? So, but, you know, it's something that I'll probably never really understand. There's a lot of things in this business side of things in the NFL. In particular, I don't understand, even speaking from a contractual standpoint, guaranteed money, injuries, settlements, you know, concussion protocol, stuff like that, where it's getting better, but it's not where it needs to be in it.
This guy is all over the map. Hey, do you know why Malcolm Butler didn't play? Yeah, I don't really understand the concussion protocol.
What? Yeah, that probably wasn't part of
yes. He's everything.
He had a little trouble focusing.
He was all over the map. Maybe he was playing video games while he was doing this, or he had to be doing something else while he was being interviewed because he was just bouncing around from topic to topic. But he doesn't know why Butler didn't play. But then he also says, well, you know, what agenda are we on? So is that that sort of is a
is
jab
he, is
at
he
Belichick,
implying
I think?
That there was an agenda?
He must be.
I mean, it sounds it.
I think that he is. So he's implying that Belichick, like, you know, but he doesn't know the answer. And so when we thought that, hey, you know, players in that locker room might not have known right away, but at some point they would have found out what it was. At least he didn't.
Because you always assume that if two players in a locker room know.
Then everybody knows.
Everybody's going to know sooner or later.
Right. So maybe two players don't know. Maybe just two coaches know.
Maybe one coach. Maybe only one coach knows.
Right.
Maybe he didn't share that with,
something tells
with
me
anybody.
He's not going to say a word. Something tells me we're not going to find out.
When his career is over and he writes his book, maybe?
I don't know if Belichick will ever say. I really don't.
I got a feeling he will.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, I think he'll write a,
like
think he'll write a
after,
book.
Like years after, yeah.
When he's all said and done, he's a real student of the history of the game.
He is.
It's why he respects NFL films so much and the job they do. I think that when all is said and done, he's going to write a book, and or he will write a book with someone.
Maybe with Michael Holly.
Well, maybe. You know, there's another author available. I don't know if you know this.
I've not heard of
it. Jerry Thornton's written a couple of books.
There he is. Yep.
So he could have done it with Jerry. But I think he's going to – he will never bury a player.
That's my thing, but I feel like you kind of have to. Because you can't hear, they had tall receivers. Like, I'm not going to buy that one. Or if he says, it wasn't really in the game plan. Like, for the first game all season long? Like, it almost has to be something kind of crazy, which he would then be burying the player.
I probably should revise it to say as long as him telling doesn't bury the player, he'll tell. If it involves, and I'm not saying this is the case. I'm giving an example.
Right.
Well, he was out till 3 o'clock in the morning the night before the game.
Nonsense. That's
a different story. If he would never do that.
Yeah. So that's why I think we may just never know, because I think the whole coach's decision thing is not a good enough answer. And then if you get into matchups, like that's not gonna. I'm not gonna buy that. But yeah, maybe
Amendola wasn't as forthcoming as I thought he'd be.
He still sounds like a patriot, doesn't he? Like he went
like he started to say something and then he goes,
yeah, he dips into an answer.
He might still yell at me even though I'm on the Dolphins now.
But he was fixated on the business of football, wasn't he?
Sort of like Isaiah Thomas right now. You know, the last couple of days he's been fixated on the business and
yeah, so that's the other whole thing. And again, I liked Isaiah when he was here. Loved him. Everybody loved him while he was here. But him talking about how like there's no loyalty and everything else, I usually side with the players. I always side with the players in football based off of the contracts. But in basketball, so now he's upset because Toronto got rid of DeMar DeRozan because DeMar DeRozan liked it in Toronto. But I'm pretty sure Toronto wanted
to
keep...
By the way, he's not the only player who's expressed that.
No, but Toronto, 8 years ago, I'm sure they wanted to keep Chris Bosh, but Chris Bosh got together with his buddies and was like, I'm leaving. I'm going to Miami. So it works kind of both ways. Like, they drafted Bosch. They signed him. They were going to give him whatever he wanted. But he's like, no, I'm going to go play with my buddies. So what do? You just, if a guy likes playing with you, you have to sign him forever? Like, I think Isaiah's gotten that kind of all twisted up. And it's not like they just got rid of him for nothing, too. They improved the team. So, I mean, I understand why he's upset, but...
Well, especially when you look at his individual case where he was going from looking at the possibility of signing a max deal with somebody...
Yeah.
To basically signing for the veteran minimum.
His best beef is with the injury and them clearing him to play and him staying into play and then losing money that way, not just getting traded.
You think that's why Eddie Lassert and the whole medical staff?
That can't be a coincidence. There's got to be something to that. Yeah, I bet there's something there because he was on the training staff for like 30 years.
He's always there.
Yeah, and then that's a pretty big case with Isaiah going down. So yeah, I think there's something there.
So that part all happened. The NBA stuff, there's been no official word from Kawhi. We've heard the stuff about, they've been in contact and it's positive. Yeah, right.
I don't know about that. Because then wasn't it the Sporting News last night was saying that he doesn't want to play in Toronto? But then Chris Broussard, we already played the audio before, talking about if a player in the last year of his deal withholds playing services, there's this whole thing in the CBA that he wouldn't even be an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year. There's some stuff in there, so Kawhi's probably going to have to show up, but what do you even get out of him? Like, does he show up? Is he all in? Like, I don't think you're going to see the player from 2 years ago. I don't think he wants to be there at all. So maybe he does just the bare minimum, but that's quite a risk to take. And so things, I think, are still looking up for the Celtics. Obviously, LeBron leaving was huge for the Celtics, and now with the Raptors, who I think the Celtics were certainly better than, but now you remove a guy who is at least very consistent. If nothing else, DeMar DeRozan was going to show up and he's going to be an all-star in the East, and now you send him out West, then I think that's also good news for the Celtics.
So there was one other thing that you've probably seen this afternoon because TMZ, of course, has all the video.
How could I miss this?
Or them. Mm-hmm. So Jimmy G had a date.
He sure did.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Young, good-looking, single guy with a lot of money.
What do you want to do? It's the off-season
Wants to take a young lady to dinner in Beverly Hills. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
The young lady in question, her name is Kiara Mia.
Yeah.
Not familiar with her work.
Are you sure?
Worn stars in the world.
That's right. What's wrong with that?
I didn't say there was anything wrong with that.
No, I know, but there was a tone. You had a tone. I was just curious if there was anything wrong with that.
So
they seem to be having a nice time based on the video. They did. They were cheersing champagne.
If you've got Kiara Mia and video in the same sentence.
This
video is fine. They're in the restaurant.
Yeah, I don't know if it's fine. It's a creepy paparazzi guy filming it where I don't think they want them to. But either way, yeah, they're just sitting there. They're both clothed, and they're cheersing like champagne.
She has been the cover model for such hits as Cougars Gone Wild 2.
Ooh, Cougars Gone Wild 2 was actually a rare sequel better than the original.
And Bra Busters 4.
She was in Bra Busters?
There were so many unanswered questions in Bra Busters 3.
They don't build them like they used to.
Well, not like those.
No.
So
you could see why she'd be in that film.
So as somebody tweeted out earlier today.
She's been nominated for a bunch of AVN awards over the years, including MILF Performer of the Year in 2015.
I think it was Giardi tweeted out because, you know, you know Giardi's not happy about this.
Or is he very happy about this?
He's wondering if this is Jimmy Garoppolo's Tara Reid phase of his life here.
Listen, that is such revisionist history because Mutz brought that up before, too. Tara Reid.
At the time.
Oh, my God. It was after Van Wilder and American Pie 1 and 2.
She got to be a bit of a mess after that.
I saw her at Comic-Con in Foxwoods a couple weeks ago.
Bit of a mess.
She didn't look great.
No.
She looks a little weathered. I would say.
Weathered is the word.
Also one of the skinniest people I've ever seen in real life.
Like an unhealthy skinny?
Yes. Yes. The face, yeah, she's seen better days. But it's not like Tom Brady
Kiara
went out with
Mia
her now.
Does not look skinny?
No, she looks good. I think she looks good. What do you think she looks like? Go ahead.
No.
You're not going to say anything. You're not going to say a word?
No,
comment
she's a very attractive young lady.
Yeah, well, I don't know if she's all that young. She's the MILF Performer of the Year.
I think you could use
3 years ago
the word thick to describe her.
With it, two C's?
Just to be hip.
Kiara Mia.
Yeah.
She's 41 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy going for a little older,
experienced
woman.
Here. Cougars? What do you mean?
This is by all accounts one of the most eligible bachelors in America. And this just
it is odd.
This seems a little below him.
Remember his girlfriend that he was, there was a photo of him and his girlfriend that.
From before,
that
I mean.
Giardi tweeted out,
oh yeah,
I assume.
Of course, he's got a whole wall
and
full.
She was, my guess would be like mid-20s like him. And
like
she was
him.
Stunning. Yeah. Yeah, this is a little different. But now, my question is, who contacted who?
I think, you know. Another one of my media things going on here. I think this is a setup. I think somebody put these two together to get either her out. I think it's for her benefit.
So why did Jimmy play along?
I'll give you a couple of good reasons.
Oh, I'm going to guess that Jimmy has other options.
Yeah.
He has plenty of options. They were just out seen at dinner together.
I think
so.
There
my
was
guess
is that really what
that.
You're looking for to be seen at dinner with a porn star? I feel like if he wanted something from this porn star, there might have been another way to go about it. You know.
So you think like her agent
it's
contacted Garoppolo's
this,
agent?
This
Don
happens
Yee?
All the time. Maybe.
And they say
all the time this stuff happens. In
this
Hollywood.
Stuff happens all the time. Oh, like pairs.
Yeah, like
up.
Two people are seen, like two celebrities.
Yeah, didn't they like interview for Tom Cruise's wife? Wasn't there like rumors
well, that's
of that?
Like yeah, that's
like they're trying
a
to
rumor.
Fix people up. Well.
But like back
I believe
the,
almost every rumor.
Like when Jennifer Love Hewitt was like the top
oh,
of her
she
game.
Was the
she
best.
Used to be seen with people all the time, and that was always a publicity
She's
stunt.
Still on the top of her game.
She
I
is.
Would argue.
I'm, that's my number one.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, that's a great number one.
But nonetheless,
is
I
that
do
not really the point here?
Is,
okay.
This is what one of these situations
so
is.
So you think that her people are saying, you know what? You know who's a hot star right now is Jimmy Garoppolo. Let's get
New
them
to town.
Out on a date.
Oh, I understand completely why this probably helps her career. I'm just going to tell you right now.
Yeah, what's
at
that?
Some point in the very near future,
what
she's going to be doing a video with a Jimmy Garoppolo lookalike. I mean, I'm telling you, this is how they do this.
Now
stuff.
She's going to wear the Garoppolo jersey, and will there be the same fallout from who was it?
Gronkowski.
BB
Jones had the Gronk jersey on, and then that people weren't really thrilled with that.
I don't think this is bad at all for Jimmy Garoppolo at all. I heard Glenn saying that this was going to, like, he's not going to be good anymore. Like, this is going to tear him down.
I agree with Glenn, but not for this reason.
I know, you're very anti-Garoppolo before. I don't see how this affects how he plays one bit. I really don't. I think we're really reaching here if we think this is going to affect him on the field. Good for him. Single guy.
No. They're both single. Well, look, if one is young.
If it was the hottest porn star in the land, then I'd be like, oh.
Everybody has their own taste. You're suggesting she's not the hottest porn star in the land?
I'm suggesting that he could have done better, yes.
Look at some of these shots, no?
What?
It's an audio medium. But no, Keith's doing it again.
Yesterday it was nurse's outfits.
It's not my computer. Today this is show work. This is for the show. We're talking about it right now. Look at that one on the float. That's not...
Are you going to put some of these on your Twitter or something so people can see what you're looking at?
No, I don't think so. No, these aren't great, to be honest. Yeah. Whoa. Sorry.
We went with whoa?
That one's got to be like a screenshot from a video, I would imagine. I don't know. Do you think we'll see a second date with these lovebirds?
I think these two kids have got a chance, don't you?
I think they do. I mean, true love is blind. So whether it's an age difference... A height, he's much taller than she is. That's not going to stand in the way. There's a lot of photos of her, as it turns out. Look at that one. She's eating watermelon.
Not
a bad picture.
Her Instagram.
Yeah, are you on there?
I am.
Yeah, I figured. Get in there.
Her Instagram, which has the blue check mark, by the way.
Oh, she's the real deal.
It says, health and beauty.
Two of her favorites.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sexy makeover guru.
Well, you got to have more than one job in this day and age. You don't blame her for that.
She could be getting a makeover consultation.
She was also in the Keeping Up with the Kardashians porn spoof back in 2015. I don't know if she played Kim, perhaps. Or maybe, what's Kim's mom? Chris?
No. Courtney, maybe?
Maybe Courtney.
Chloe. She's thick like Chloe.
Would you stop saying thick?
Thick?
Would you stop saying thick? Come on.
That's Andy's word for the day, apparently.
I hope these two stay together. I think they're a nice couple.
I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest that Jimmy's not bringing Kiara Mia home to meet mom.
Did you see the TMZ headline, too? Jimmy Garoppolo takes huge porn star on Beverly Hills Day.
Now that's
the headline.
Just
huge porn star.
Well, they didn't say thick porn star.
No, they didn't. But huge porn star could be one of two things, I guess. Like, she's a very successful porn star, or is she herself huge? It doesn't really...
Thick.
Doesn't really. Again, they could have gone there. It definitely paints a picture.
She posted.
Would you get out of her Instagram, Dale? Please.
She posted some stuff from last night.
Oh yeah, I know.
On her little story thing there.
Are you gonna read the caption? What it
no.
said there? Okay.
No, actually not.
The one about the scrunchie.
I don't think.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.